joining Covenant Church for our worship today. All right, let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Father, as we stare behind us and see the beauty of your creation, Father, it shows forth your goodness, your beauty. And Father, as we come before you to worship now, we thank you for the people here, for the fellowship of friendships that we have with one another. For it is by your grace that we have relationships with one another. And we know that you, O God, are a relational God. For just as we have relationships, you desire to have a relationship with us. Lord, I pray that as we come to worship you this day, that we may come to see who you truly are. To be able to see how much you truly love us. May your spirit work amongst us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the Memorial Day worship is one of the highlights of our year of worshiping outside once a year.
And
I love coming to outdoor worship. You know, we're kind of thankful that it's not terribly hot today. We complain it's a little cold, actually. But we should give thanks that it's actually not raining.
You
know, a couple of times we actually had rain and it was cold. At least now we have a glimpse of the sun coming out every so often. And why I like coming out to worship is that we're actually in the midst of God's creation. It's wonderful to worship amongst all these huge trees. Trees that are probably many that are older than we are. That they stand firm, lifting their leaves to God. You know, and I love seeing all the dogs here. And all the squirrels and birds that are singing. You know, this does show us a sense of beauty of God's creation. And it should make our hearts want to sing and give glory to God. Because the Bible says the reason that all creatures, all nature is created, was to reveal the beauty and majesty of its Creator God. And that is what exactly King David said in Psalms 8:1. Remember the first verse, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens.
And
verse 3, it says, when I look into the heavens, the work of your fingers, when I see the moon and all the stars you have set in place, it makes us want to shout and sing God's glory. So when we see the beautiful creation, it should remind us of the Creator who is beautiful and glorious. You know, and sometimes the problem is, we're not really outdoors people, are we? We love to live within the comforts of our own creations, right? We like to live within the midst of our heat and AC in the house. And instead of being captured by God's beauty of creation, we're actually captured by all the artificial entertainment that we put into our minds. And when you think about it, all our kids need is what? Internet. Computers and cell phones.
他們要有電腦,
and sometimes the closest that our children get to nature is what?
It's
either watching the Nature Channel
就是看電視啊,
or watching Dr. Paul, right? And even for us adults, we're always busy working inside. You know, the only time you see outside is either through your window, or maybe you have a nature screensaver. But no, I'm exaggerating a bit. You maybe grow plants at home and do vegetables in the garden. Maybe you raise a pet. A fish tank is preferred, right? Fish tanks that don't bother you and stay in their place. You know, and especially kids, what do they hate? They hate going outside because of what? Mosquitoes. You know, everybody hates mosquitoes. And nowadays, everybody's afraid of every little bug. Isn't that true? Now that describes a lot of our lifestyles now. And we don't really have the opportunity to really enjoy the creation that God has made. And we don't see the glory and beauty of God. And this is what the Bible reminds us, that when we see God's creation, we should see God. Because day and night, creation is shouting the glory and majesty of God. And when we contemplate all of which God created, David in Psalms 8, verse 3 says this.
Now
when I consider the heavens and the fingers, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you actually care for him? God cares for man. Have you ever experienced the care of God? In reality, God created man. He is the highlight of all of God's creation. That's what it says in Genesis 2. You are the highlight of God's creation. Because why? You're made in God's image. You know, this became very clear to me when I was studying to be a chiropractor. And you have to study so much human anatomy. And if we study the body, we come to realize that the human body is actually very amazing and very complex.
When we
That complexity goes down to the most basic single cell in our body, the red blood cell. Now that's the smallest cell, single cell in your body. And this little red blood cell is one of the most important things in your body. And you cannot live without it. Anybody know what the disease is of the red blood cell? You know, there's one that's the most deadly, people are afraid of. It's leukemia. It's cancer of the red blood cells. So when your little cells, that single little cell is dying, that also kills your body. And as I went through school and I studied more anatomy, the more I learned, actually, the more I became in awe of God's creation, the human body. And what I realized, the more that I learned, the more that I don't know. Unless the vast knowledge is so great that no matter how much you study, you'll never exhaust that knowledge of knowing the human body. And the more you know, the more you are convinced that there is a creator God. There is no way that this human body came to be on its own. You know, we take this simple illustration very usually all the time. If you put a steel bar in the middle of the table, do you think that steel bar would ever turn into a Rolex watch? Do you ever think that will happen? Now, I don't care if you give it 1 billion years. That steel metal bar will never become a Rolex watch. It needs to be a maker who shapes and cuts that metal to assemble and put all the parts together to make that watch. You know, if that wasn't the case, all of us would be walking around with Rolex watches. But in reality, we can't afford them because they're made so well made. But even this Rolex watch pales in comparison to your human body. So this idea of Darwin's revolution is still a theory. Nothing has ever been proven that it's true, that life comes from nothing. Right, let me show you the human body, and it's amazing. Just a couple of examples. What's the most amazing organ and muscle in your body?
All
right. Yeah, a lot of people say the tongue. Yeah,
what?
You know, you can't talk without the tongue. You know, but you can live without the tongue. And sometimes you wish some people didn't have a tongue, right? But you can't live without somebody saying a heart.
Right.
How many beats of, I mean, you know, how many beats does your heart beat a minute?
86.
That means you need more exercise. You need to do more exercise. You need to get about 60.
60?
Alright. Normal 60 to 70.
Yeah, the things are in your high looks are detailed.
At rest.
Just a rough math,
okay? That averages out to be 100,000 beats per day. 100,000 beats per day. You know, most of us, we usually get rid of our cars after 100,000 miles. Right, by that time, our car is usually ready to go. But your heart beats 100,000 times a day. And that makes about 37 million times a year. Let the number sink in, 37 million times. Does your heart ever grow tired? Will it say, oh, I need a rest, I'm going to stop, is that okay? No, of course not. Alright, if it stops, you're in trouble. Even if it misses a beat, what do they call that? Arrhythmia. And even that is going to cause you trouble, it may bring death. So it's regularly beats. Over and over and over and over again. That's if you live to 75, that's over 3 billion beats.
You
know, that's why I said, yeah, you gotta keep your heart in shape. But in reality, your heart is always in shape, it's always moving. But you gotta move it more to exercise it. You know how much blood your heart pumps every minute? Anybody?
有沒有人知道啊?
Alright, 1.5 gallons.
What? 1.5 gallons.
Alright, it pumps 1.5 gallons every minute.
And,
you know, in one day that is over 2,000 gallons. And your body basically, average adult body has 6 quarts of blood. And that 6 quarts of blood circulates 3 times in 1 minute around your body. It circulated 3 times. You know how many miles your blood travels every day?
Twelve thousand miles.
You know that's over a year of driving.
You
know, that's 4 times across the United States, coast to coast.
每一个的东边去西边四千咁多。
Now think about that, that this muscle in your body.
你试想下啦，喺你身体里边呢一个肌肉。
We take for granted it keeps on beating.
我哋觉得系理所当然嘅去继续系咁跳。
It is an amazing instrument.
呢一个系咪一个好奇妙嘅器官啊？
Now have you ever thought about your blood vessels?
咁你有冇谂过你啲血管咧？
What kind of blood vessels do you have?
你有啲咩血管啊？
Arteries?
你有大动脉？
Capillaries?
有明显血管？
And veins?
仲有静脉？
Yeah, those are basic three.
系呢三种啊。
All right, major arteries are the big ones that go from the heart to the body.
你嘅大动脉就系从心嗰度去到另外嘅身体。
Those arteries divide into smaller ones, and the smallest one is the capillary.
而最细嘅血管就系微丝血管。
And everything, all the blood flows from the heart through those arteries and capillaries.
而喺个心嘅血管，喺个心流出嚟嘅血就去到呢啲静脉、动脉同微丝血管嗰度。
And those veins bring all the blood back into the heart.
而呢啲静脉亦都将血带翻去个心嗰度。
That's the blood vessels.
呢啲就系血管啦。
Now, if you were to line each blood vessel end to end, do you know how many miles that it would make?
如果你要将呢三种嘅血管连埋一齐，咁你知唔知连完之后又有几多公里咧？
This number will blow your mind.
你系难以想象噶。
Anybody take a guess?
有冇人想估下咧？
60,000 miles.
系6万米啊！
You have 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body.
喺呢个身体里边有6万公里嘅血管。
80% of them are capillaries.
80%咧系微丝血管。
Because every cell in your body needs to be nourished by blood.
因为喺你身体每一个细胞都需要血嚟到喂养。
And 80% of those vessels are capillaries.
而80%嘅血管系微丝血管。
You know that's enough to circle around the world twice.
呢一个咧系足够去围绕呢个世界两次。
And you have to realize every capillary has to always be in the right place.
你亦都要知道哦，每一条微丝血管一定要喺正确嘅地方。
What happens if a little cell in your nose starts to not have blood?
如果有一条微丝血管唔输送啲血去到你嘅鼻哥，咁又会点咧？
It's not called a blackhead, but your skin starts to die.
咁咧，嗰度嘅皮肤咧就会开始死噶啦。
All right. Now, what's the largest organ in your body?
咁你嘅身体最大嘅器官系乜嘢咧？
I heard it. It's skin.
皮啊。
Alright, skin is considered an organ.
皮是一个器官来的。
It plays a crucial role in protecting your body from the environment.
它是很重要的，因为是要保护你的身体。
Skin regulates your temperature.
皮是调节你的体温。
Alright, keeps you warm and it produces more blood.
是帮助你取暖的。
And when you're hot, it perspires so that you don't overheat.
如果你是热的时候，它就帮你降温的。
And every inch of your skin has sensory nerves.
而你每一块皮都是有感官的。
So your skin is actually the largest organ in your body by weight and surface area.
所以呢，你的皮呢，就是你的器官之中。
And every skin cell is fed by one by that capillaries.
而每一个皮嘅细胞都系由微丝血管去喂养嘅。
And I'll finish with this.
咁我就喺
introduction.
当我要讲到呢一度咧。
Example. Going back to the red blood cells.
讲翻红血球啦。
Do you know how many red blood cells are produced by your bone marrow? Every minute?
你知唔知喺每一分钟里边，你嘅骨髓要产生几多个红血球？
I know some of you might be looking at your Google style. You can tell me.
或者有啲人而家查紧啊吓，你可以话俾我听噶。
How many red blood cells every minute?
每一 分钟有几多个红血球被产生？
Your bone marrow produces 120 million red blood cells per minute.
每一分钟骨髓要产生1,200,000的红血球。
Right, that blows my mind when I found out.
当我学识的时候，我难以置信。
Now, every second of your body that you're sitting here, it produces 2 million red blood cells.
你坐在这里的每一分钟，就有1,200,000个红血球被产生。
And the same amount are dying.
但是同时呢，同一个数字的也都是垂死。
Well, that's amazing. That's what your body does. It recycles all the red blood cells. Every second, you have 2 million dying, 2 million made.
但是每一刻就是有同样的数字死，同样的数字生。
And if there's anything wrong with the body, that number becomes a problem.
如果身体发出毛病的时候，这个数字也都会有改变。
You know, it's a wonder that more of us don't have disease.It's a wonder that more of us don't have disease.
所以呢，係有咁多咁多嘅人生病，其實都係一個奇蹟。
We should not take our health for granted.
我哋唔可以覺得我哋嘅健康係理所當然。
Because when you are healthy,
因為當你係健康嘅時候
，that is an amazing gift of God.
呢個係神俾你嘅一份奇妙嘅禮物。
When your health is sustained,
當你能夠支持到你嘅健康
，don't think that it should be that way.
不要以为这个是应该的。
But it's by the grace of God.
是凭着神的恩典。
There's so many things that go wrong, can go wrong.
有很多东西有可能是会错的。
But many of us are, have lived to adulthood.
但我们有很多人现在都活到成人了。
And that's not by chance.
这个不是偶然的。
Because you have a very slim chance of doing that.
因为其实活到这么大个，那个可能性
It's all by the grace of God.
全凭神的恩典。
You know, these are just a few facts that I've told you.
我只是讲了几点给你听。
You know, there's also the nervous system and the brain that is an organ that we don't know.
我们还有就是我们的大脑和我们的神经系统，我们都不是
很清楚。Well, sure, we know a lot.
虽然我们已经知道很多了。
We've studied the human body for thousands of years.
我们已经在很多千年里面去研究我们的人体。
But there's still so much we don't know.
但是还有很多很多我们不知道。
So much we can't fix.
有很多我们不能够修整到。
You know, we don't, you know, for example, we don't even know how your brain exactly holds your consciousness, your thoughts, your memories.
我们不能够清楚地知道我们的脑怎样去容纳我们的意识。
We know it's from electrical impulses of the neurons.
我们知道这个是从
神
经的电脉。
We know it's the chemical synapses that connect our nerves.
我们也知道这个是一个化学的接收。
But we really don't know how the brain actually connects our soul and our consciousness together. We don't.
但是我们不知道我们的脑怎样能够和我们的灵或者是我们的 consciousness 我们的意识未到是混合。
That is a mystery.
这个是一个谜。
How does your consciousness, your thoughts, your beliefs, your truths become electric impulses and chemical connections?
你的意识你的情感你的灵怎样可以同这些怎样可以同这些电脑的不是电脑这些神经的电脉来到联络到呢
Anybody seen the movie Inside Out? The cartoon Inside Out?
有没有人看过这一出的卡通片叫做从内到外
Inside Out about that, about the cartoon about that little girl and how her little she has little people in her brain that actually are working her.
讲到佢呢个小朋友，其实佢个脑海里边咧，佢有好多呢啲唔同嘅。
I actually found out that they actually went to study the brain to be able to put that show together.
其实他们去拍这个卡通的时候，他们都要研究个脑是怎样运作，
And they tried to make follow some of the designs of actually your brain function.
咁咧，所以咧係混合咗我哋人個腦點樣運作嘅。
But I hate to tell you, in reality, it's not that simple.
但係咧，事實上唔係咁簡單嘅。
Your brain is an amazingly complex.
因為你嘅腦咧係好複雜嘅。
And that part of you is actually made in the image of God.
點解啊？因為你係從神。
You know, and that is an amazing thing. Your body points to an amazing creator. And when you think about really your body, it should humble us. That you are wonderfully mysteriously made. Why would a God, it says here, why would a God who created this magnificent universe create you and me? Verse 5 and 9 says, you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and all the beasts of the fields, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea. Wherever passed along is the path of the sea. It is supposed to be under your dominion. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
第五節第九節講咗，你叫他比天使微小一點，並賜他榮耀尊貴為冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的，使萬物就是一切的牛羊、田野的犬、獸、田野的獸、空中的鳥、海裡的魚、凡經行海道的，都伏在他的腳下。
So it says in Genesis 1, verse 27, that we're made in God's image. One of the purposes was that we were to rule the world, rule the earth. To be God's representatives, His agent to govern the world. And what makes man so special? Is that He gives you a soul. A consciousness that lives forever. No other animal has a soul that's made in God's image. Only you as a human being are made in that image of God with that eternal soul. That's the consciousness that you have. It's not just that knowledge. But it's also the consciousness of more knowing good and evil, knowing moral values. I want to remind you, you're made in God's image. You're not a descendant of an ape or a chimpanzee. You know, which one would you rather be, actually? Made in the image of God? Or would you like to call a monkey your uncle? All right. Which one would you rather be? God says He created you. And He created you is because He desired to have a relationship with you. God wants to have relationship with His creatures.
神要与佢嘅被造物有呢个关系。
And we are made to rule over all the earth in representing God.
而我哋被造嘅原因就系要代表神去管理。
And in what, everything that we do, we were made to glorify God, to bring Him praise.
Yeah,
but what happened? You know, Genesis chapter 3, man in his foolishness tried to live outside of God's law.
Six thousand years
ago, a little more than that, Adam and Eve chose to disobey God.
6,000年前, 亞當夏娃揀選咗違背神。
And in their foolishness,
在他們的絕當中,
they tried to live independent of God.
他們要在神裡面獨立出來的過活。
You know, they really actually wanted to be God for themselves.
其實他們就是自己想做神。
You know, and this sin brought condemnation and death.
就是這個罪。 將懲罰同埋死亡帶到嚟。
Which we're all suffering every day now.
而今日我哋每一個人都經歷呢個苦楚。
You know, ever since then,
就係從嗰陣時開始。
We as men have been continuing to strive to live independent of God.
從嗰陣時開始，人就係刻意嘅要從神嗰度獨立出嚟嘅過活。
We want to rule our own lives in reality.
我哋要。自己統治自己嘅生命。
We either deny or ignore his existence.
我哋唔係否認佢嘅存在，就係我哋唔理會佢嘅存在。
We want to control our own lives.
我哋要控制我哋自己嘅生命。
But in reality,
但係事實嚟講
，We can't even control our hair from falling out.
我哋都唔可以控制我哋嘅頭髮。
We can't control a lot of things that happen in our lives. And we have to realize that there is a God that can. And that even when we sin and turn away from God, even when we try to deny Him, He comes to love us. He didn't forsake us. But He continues to pursue us. And He showed that ultimate love by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to be born into the world as a baby. That through that birth of Christ, we can have forgiveness of sins and a restored relationship with God. John 3:16 and 17 says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world be saved through Him.
約翰福音3:16-17 咁樣講：神愛世人，甚至將他的獨生子賜給他們，叫一切信他的不至滅亡，反得永生。因為神差他的兒子降生，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
You are wonderfully made.
你是奇妙的被造。
And God sends His Son to come and remake you, to give you life eternal.
而神差派祂的儿子使你重生。
He loves you that much.
让你得永恒的生命，祂就是如此爱你。
That He would send His Son to die on the cross for your sins and mine.
祂就是差派祂儿子在十字架上面为着你和我的罪而死。
And all He calls you to do is believe in Him and trust in Him.
而你所需要做的就是去信靠祂。
That He will forgive you of your sins.
祂能够赦免你的罪。
And that you can be reconciled in relationship to Him.
你能够跟神回复你的关系。
And when you trust in Jesus,
当你去信靠耶稣的时候，
you will your eternal soul will go to live with Jesus eternally. Now that is something, a hope that is given that nothing else can ever replace. And most of all, it gives us meaning of life again. It's restored to us why we are living. You have a purpose and you can live out that purpose under God. If you are here today, if you don't believe in a God, you don't believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then your reality of life is all there is. Your life is just maybe 50, 90 years. That's it. This physical world is it. You live and die. You know, and it's painful. So what real meaning is there in life if you go through life without the hope of God? You or we can cope with the pains of the world without the love of God. It's only when we live with a proper relationship with God, restored relationship, can we really have a meaningful life,
an
enjoyable, abundant life, with a life that has purpose that God has designed for you.
You know,
He made you a little lower than the heavenly beings. He's crowned you with glory and honor. He's called you to, yes, govern the whole world. And now He's called you to bring forth that love to others. To love, to bring and restore relationships, to bring glory to God. And then live each and every day walking with the Lord. This is the promise of the restored relationship with God. Do you possess this promise? He offers it to you today. And it's found in Christ Jesus. As you study and study more about God's creation, you can't help but see His glory. As I conclude, I said this story before, once before. That there was a professor, an atheist, who was a champion of atheism. His name was Anthony Flew. And every type of creation and atheism, whenever they had some type of battle or what do you call that? Debate. Anthony Flew's name was well renowned for being that atheist that argued for non-existence of God. Alright, but he was an atheist for many, many years. And then one day when he was 81, he said that he changed his mind. He says, I'm no longer an atheist, I believe in God. Now, I don't know if you believe the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not sure. But he believed that now there is a God that made us. In a reality, there is a God that made you, and he's called you to come and receive him. And what Anthony Flew says, that there must be a first cause that created the universe.
他就說一定有一個首要的原因這個宇宙是被造的
Because by the time he was 81
因為當他81歲的時候
The DNA came out
基因這件事就出來了
And it began to show forth the complexity of the DNA of a human body that had life
就研究到
And that your DNA molecules in your body are so complex. There had to be a first cause. It is so complex, somebody must have made it.
是複雜到一個地步一定是有一位人是複雜到一定要有一個創造者
Just as making your Rolex watch requires a skilled craftsman
就是好像整理一個勞力士錶一定要有一個很高技術的鐘錶師
There's an amazing God that has made you and your body
就是有這個奇妙的神創造了你和你的身體
Offering that belief in Christ to you, that He offers life to you. He gave you life. And He offers you forgiveness of sins as well. To restore your relationship to Him by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That will give you real true meaning in life. To have that proper relationship with God. You know, don't wait until you're 81. Alright? Do it now. So that life can be meaningful each and every day. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you are our God. As we look around us, at the beauty of all your creation, most of all, as we look at ourselves, this wonderful body that you have blessed and bestowed upon us. We marvel that you have made us in your image. You made us in your image. So that we actually can have communion with you. Father, we do ask that you will forgive us for turning away from you. Trying to live without you. Father, I do pray that you will open our hearts to see who you are. To realize that you are our God, our Maker. But not a distant, far off God. But a God who comes intimately and desires us to be in relationship with you. Father, open our hearts to see our need for Christ.
Jesus.
Help us to search for life through Him.
It's
only through Christ we can have true meaning in life. Because we know that we have eternity with you. And we live for a purpose. It's to love others and to love you.
是爱你, 爱别人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.